Hey everybody, hi, this is Sherry, aka the Apple Fritter Lady, and welcome to day two. It's so funny, there's a siren that just started going off as soon as I started recording, and I was thinking about what I was saying yesterday about everything on the menu, like accepting all of it, you know, and I think that just kind of, it's like the poetry of that, right, you know, I don't even know if you can hear it, but it's there for me, and yeah, it just sort of underscores that whole idea of what if there was a way to just really accept it all as the poetry of our lives. And, you know, that kind of just leads me into what I wanted to share with you today, which is a very, very, very favorite poem of mine. And it's more than a poem, really. To me, it's like a prayer, or it's an intention. It's a deep, deep intention, and I've read this poem so many times, countless times, and I never tire of it. And afterwards, I'll tell you why. It's called Valentine for Earnest Man by Naomi Shihab Nye. You can't order a poem like you order a taco. Walk up to the counter, say, "I'll take two," and expect it to be handed back to you on a shiny plate. Still, I like your spirit. Anyone who says, "Here's my address, write me a poem," deserves something in reply. So I'll tell you a secret instead. Poems hide. In the bottoms of our shoes, they are sleeping. They are the shadows drifting across our ceilings the moment before we wake up. What we have to do is live in a way that lets us find them. Once I knew a man who gave his wife two skunks for a Valentine. He couldn't understand why she was crying. I thought they had such beautiful eyes. And he was serious. He was a serious man who lived in a serious way. Nothing was ugly just because the world said so. He really liked those skunks. So he reinvented them as Valentines. And they became beautiful, at least to him. And the poems that had been hiding in the eyes of skunks for centuries crawled out and curled up at his feet. Maybe if we reinvent whatever our lives give us, we find poems. Check your garage, the odd sock in your drawer, the person you almost like, but not quite, and let me know. Ah, I love this so much for poems hide, you know, and it's kind of like a directive to see if we can find them, right? It's kind of like that first story that I told you about the apple fritter lady, where it's like I was sobbing, you know, literally sobbing at the boardwalk. And then it's like I looked up and saw the apple fritter lady, you know, the apple fritter stand, and it was like a poem that was hiding from me. That whole experience was a poem that was hiding from me. And I just feel like there's so much pure wisdom in looking at the world through those eyes. And I think what it also does is it transforms, you know, what I was saying in my initial email to you, those times where you're sort of just like, would have, could have, should have, you know, I wish I had, I wish this had happened, I wish this were. And instead it gives us the lens to be able to see those experiences in a different way. We see them as poetry in motion, and it's like maybe our lives don't look like exactly what we had imagined, but there's poetry there. And I love this line, "And the poems that have been hiding in the eyes of skunks for centuries crawled out and curled up at his feet." To me, that line sort of speaks to like those places in life that, you know, I walk around rejecting because they don't fit what I want. And they're just waiting. Those places in life are just waiting to be sort of accepted into our lives as a part of our lives, and not rejected and scorned. So anyway, listen, thank you so much. It really is. It's a treat and a delight for me to get to share this, this poem with you. And may we all find a lot of hidden poems today. Thanks. Bye-bye.